I'm Brandon Fryer, and welcome to another episode of Full Press Blackhawks. We got some things to talk about. The NHL draft is getting closer and closer. We're under a month away for the Blackhawks having the number one pick and selecting the likes of a franchise changer in Connor Bedard. And speaking of Connor Bedard, he was making his rounds. We're going to get into that a little bit too. But it's going to be big right now with the NHL finals coming, and the NHL are showing no problems rolling out the red carpet for Connor Bedard. And we have some news on Connor Bedard too. He's just sweeping the nation right now because this is a franchise changing type of player, and he's also a league franchising player. He might be the face of Chicago by what, 2-3 years maybe? That would be the question, and that will be interesting to see if he will be compared to other athletes around here in Chicago. So we're going to get into that. This is really going to be focusing on Connor Bedard. And speaking of Connor Bedard, we're going to get into him right now because, you know, obviously, like I said, they're rolling him around and they're giving him the red carpet treatment. Him along with two other prospects, probably the top three picks of the 2023 NHL draft. But one thing that they're definitely doing is rolling out that red carpet. But Connor Bedard is already making news right now because he becomes the first CHL player to ever win the top prospect, scorer, and player of the year award. I mean, look, that just shows you how big that this player is. He is a franchise-changing player, and the Blackhawks has a chance to get him. Look, Connor Bedard is already built as the NHL's next generational player, and he's finished with the Canadian Hockey League's career with a major accomplishment that, look, Connor McDavid or Sidney Crosby have never even claimed this. That just shows you how special he is, and those are the two people that he's been comped and compared to. And you're already seeing what their career is already doing, especially with Connor McDavid, with the Oilers, and what Sidney Crosby is doing with the Penguins. Now, you have Connor Bedard, who is the first player in the Canadian Hockey League history to win the Player of the Year, the top draft prospect, and the top scorer. All three awards he won at the same time. Look, and it makes sense because look at his stats right now. This man had 143 points. 71 of those were goals. 72 of those were assists. And he did that all in 57 games right now. So that would make sense why he's one of the top scorers and won that award in that one. Now look, for the top draft prospect one, it makes sense with this one because, look, Bedard has been a projected top selection in the upcoming draft since 2020. He was granted the first exceptional status in the WHL history to play in the league at 15 years old. So it makes sense why he won the top draft prospect overall in that one. Look, he's been one of the greats right now. He was the first WHL skater in 27 years to record more than 140 points in the regular season and led the league by 36 points. So it makes sense even more why he was the top scorer in that category right now. The only other player to ever accomplish this right now, kind of the last player to claim three trophies in the CHL Awards, was McDavid when he won the Player of the Year, the Scholastic Player of the Year, and the top prospect in 2015. But look, Connor McDavid did not do what Connor Bedard did, which was he was the top scorer, top draft prospect, and the Player of the Year. So it's something a little different right now. That's why they said Connor McDavid or Sidney Crosby never claimed this. He was quoted by saying this. He was talking to the media right now. One of the things he said was quoted. He said, "It's pretty exciting for sure." He said about the award, "There's a lot of cool names in the past that has won this award. And for me, I think it's a team celebration as well. It's been a hell of a ride so far, and hopefully it continues." Now, look, this is just more excitement right now that is just building on for the Chicago Blackhawks. The hype is definitely rolling. He's actually becoming the focal point in a lot of the pregame noise leading up to game two of the Panthers and the Knights game, because then he jumped on the pregame show and talked to them, and he was cracking jokes and he was laughing with the TNT crew and stuff like that, sitting with the likes of Wayne Gretzky. They asked him pretty much like, "Hey, how does it feel to be sitting with him?" He has the good media savvy right now. He poked a joke along the staff. He shows that he could definitely be the face of the NHL and definitely the Chicago Blackhawks. Look, this award right now, like I said, is going to add more right now. Because, look, we already know since the Blackhawks has won the draft lottery right now, it's been reported that the team has made $5.2 million in additional ticket revenues less than the day once they won the number one pick in the draft lottery. So it's definitely going up for the Chicago Blackhawks. Another thing that definitely stood out while Connor Bedard was talking to the TNT pregames show, they pretty much asked him straight up, like, hey, how does it feel like, you know, if the Blackhawks select you overall? And look like, you know, people was worried, like, do he want to be with the Blackhawks? Like, not saying that he really has a choice or not, but like, is he really too excited? He hasn't been speaking about joining the Blackhawks. And it looked like all that has changed. And the reason why I say that, because he was quoted by saying this exactly. Look, they asked him straight up on the pregame show about possibly going number one to the Chicago Blackhawks. This was his quote. If they decided to take me, that would be unreal. With the history and other sports and the culture there and their love of sports, I'll be incredibly honored. Look, that is something right now, because people worried that, you know, do he want to go to the Blackhawks? There's been certain people like the greats of Wayne Gretzky said, like, if my son or, you know, if I was a parent of a hockey young prospect that's going to the Blackhawks, I want to assure that, you know, things are going right because of the previous scandals and allegations that happened during the Blackhawks' great run, during one of their championship runs. So that's something to be concerned, but it seemed like that doesn't bother Connor Bedard. He's saying all the right things, so it gets Blackhawks fans excited, and it's going to obviously make the NHL excited, because you got one of the original six teams along with a franchise league changing player. That's just going to make it all better in itself right now. And with that being said, that now makes me wonder, overall, where would Connor Bedard be if, you know, this team does very well? Where was his face lie among the greats right now in Chicago sports? Not the history. We know Michael Jordan is number one, but Connor Bedard has the potential to be maybe the probably second best player ever in Chicago sports history. That's including the Bears. That's including what? You got the Sox, the Cubs, you got the Bulls, you know, like, Michael Jordan is that face, and he was a league type of player, league face. He was a league face, more than just a franchise face. He was a league face, and Connor Bedard showing he is a league face, and now he's on the Blackhawks. Like, look, Chicago has a great, great fan base. If you're winning, they're going to adore you. Now, look, honestly, most people will tell you, if you're a Chicagoan, that this city is more of a Bears town, so it makes sense. So if you're looking at it right now, he can easily be probably the face of this city right now. Now, it's going to be tough. It depends on how Justin Field does overall for the Bears. But if you got Connor Bedard and the Blackhawks are playing great within, what, 2 to 5 years, who would be the face right now? And I can say Connor Bedard could definitely be up there. He could end up being the Mount Rushmore right now. Some people will say right now, you got Michael Jordan right there. You know, some people would obviously put Walter Payton as number two in that category right now. Some people argue between, you know, Kane and Taves tying it up pretty much overall. Some people still put Scottie Pippen in there. Some people will have Mike Ditka in there as well. You got him. You got Mike Singletary as well. You got Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. You got Sammy Sosa. You got Ernie Banks. You got certain names in there. Some people like to put the Cubs finally win the championship, so you can either have Anthony Rizzo or Chris Bryant or Javi Baez or, you know, Wilson Contreras, that group in there as well. So it's going to be very interesting overall. Ozzie Guillen, because he was the manager of the Sox team that won. There's a lot of different teams that you could really put in there. But Connor Bedard has a place, I feel, that he could be in Chicago's Mount Rushmore. I think he could be as high as number two, depending on how well the Blackhawks do overall. Because if he does exactly what Jordan did, which is pretty much take a team who is a historical great team overall, and you just make them win championship after championship, and you have them a dynasty, like somewhat similar to even what Kane and Taves did. I mean, singly by yourself, you could do that, and you're a face changer. Now, no offense to Kane and Taves right now, but during that time, they were obviously the faces for the Blackhawks, but I don't know if they were the face for the NHL. During that time, you had Ovechkin, and you also had Sidney Crosby. Those were two of the face, and then they were like right alone. They was in your top five, maybe top 10 during that time. Now, Connor Bedard has the chance to be the one. Like, he's like the LeBron James coming in for the NHL right now. So you have something like that. He can obviously probably be in that Mount Rushmore along with Michael Jordan, along with Walter Payton, and then you could throw anybody else in there if you want. But Connor Bedard could end up being in Chicago's Mount Rushmore, so it's going to be very exciting to see. Now, we're going to be breaking down more of these prospects. Obviously, this episode was more about Connor Bedard because he stole the show, and he has been the face, and they have been parading him around even through the finals right now in this time. So it's all about Connor Bedard. Of course, it's going to be about him because he's a league type of player. So it's going to be very interesting to see. We're going to break down more prospects, more draft rumors as we get closer and closer to the draft on this episode of Full Press Blackhawks. I'll talk to you guys next time.